Praise the Lord, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, for whom all blessings flow. One of the things that we just take the notice to get it straight before the Lord, one of the things we just want to thank God for everything that he has done for us, to us, and by us. And one of the things that we just say, to God be the glory. Because God is the only one that can make it possible for us and through us. And the more we trust in God, the more we can say, yes, Lord. Because the God who is the author and the finisher of our faith, he makes it possible for us today to know what we know and to believe what we believe. So today is the day that we just said, thank you, Lord. And we have tonight we have our program, and so we just thank God for the apostle who's coming on. Apostle Newsom, are you there?
Yes. How you doing, Apostle?
I am blessed. And you?
God, I'm doing great. God is good.
Amen. Amen. And
God is good. He's sovereign. He's in charge. He's still on the throne.
Yes, indeed. Hey. Praise.
Amen. He's a good God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, that's I know the Lord has given you a word, so you can speak to us from the WRD, from the word.
All right. Well, Father, we just thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity, Father. We thank you for this open door. Now, Father, have your way. Please minister to your people. Please touch someone, encourage someone, infect someone in a good way, for affect someone in a great way, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, Father, and we thank you in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, amen. Wherever you have your Bibles, I'm Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center, Church International in Houston, Texas, at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive. And that's in Houston, Texas, 77088. Word of Faith Christian Center, Church International, at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive, Houston, Texas, 77088. Give me a call at 832-454-5062. You can also watch, I have a teaching program called Faith Today also on HMS TV. We've been on TV for over 5 years now on Channel 17 on Comcast and Channel 99 on AT&T, and that's at 9 o'clock every Saturday, 9 o'clock every Saturday. All right, if you got your Bibles, turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 16 and look at verse 7. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. The scripture says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord, God will even make his enemies to be at peace
with him.
Now that word peace is shalom. 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 Excuse me. Shalom is one word. Shalom is another word. Shalom. God says, I'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. In other words, God said, I'll make your enemies be friendly to you. I'll make your enemies make amend with you. I'll make your enemies to prosper you. So I tell you, it's some value in pleasing God. It's a good thing to please God. It's something when God can make even your enemy to prosper you, your enemy to be friendly with you. You know, an enemy is someone who's trying to tear you down. An enemy is someone who's out to destroy you. That's an enemy. But God says when your ways please him, he'll make your enemy be friendly to you and make you to prosper. And so the message God has given me for everyone tonight is ways to please God. Ways to please God. We're going to learn some ways to please God. For when a man's ways please God, his life gets better. God will make your life get better when you please him. So it should be all our goal. That should be our goal in life as a born-again believer. our goal should be to please God. To please God, the all-powerful God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Most High God, the God who nothing is too hard for him to do. Is there anything too hard for God? That God, the God of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh, that God. When a man's ways please that God, the only true living God, he said that I'll make your enemies be friendly to you. I'll make them prosper you. I'll make cause them to give to you. I'll make them give to you. And this is when a man's ways please God. Now, what's one of the ways we can please God? Since it's so important, since it's so powerful, since pleasing God will help my life to get better. And I just know those who are listening all around the world, I know that you would like for your life to get better. Well, this is how you can cause your life to get better. It's by pleasing God. Please the one who has the power to make your life better. And that's God. That's Yahweh. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, one way we can please God is by having faith in God. Having faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 6 through 8 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we please God with our faith. You can please God by having faith in him, confidence in him, trust him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You got to believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That pleases God. When you have faith in him, that you believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder to them who to us who diligently seek him. It's impossible. You can't please God without faith, but with faith, having faith in God, you please him. You please him. The Bible says that Noah, he had faith in God. Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, of a flood that was going to come, he moved with fear and prepared a boat, prepared an ark, and his whole house was saved. Because he pleased God, he had faith in God, he believed what God told him. God told Noah, I'm getting ready to flood the whole earth. So this is what I want you to do, Noah. I want you to build an ark. He even showed Noah how to build the ark. He told Noah of a flood that was getting ready to hit the earth and flood everything and everybody out and kill everything and every human being on this earth. Noah believed God, and he built that boat. He built that ark. And because of that, God saved Noah and his entire family. It pleased God. Noah's life was spared, his wife and his children's, his family's life was spared because he had faith in God. Abraham became the father of many nations when God called him to go out to a place where he didn't even know where he was going. He just obeyed God and went out, not knowing where he was going. And because of that, God blessed Abraham, made him a great nation, and blessed him because he pleased God. No, Abraham pleased God. He had faith in God. He believed what God told him to do. He believed, and because of that, he was made the father of many nations. He was blessed by God. His life got better. And God is no respecter of persons. Your life will be made better by God if you have faith in God, if you please God. It's all about pleasing God. It's all about pleasing the one who has the power to cause your life to be better. Now, I just know I'm not in this alone. I know things are good, but things can always get better. God is the one who can make your life better. What do you have to do? Please him. Please him. Cause him to be delighted in you. Cause him to be pleased with you. Well, One way we can do that is by having faith in God. Another way we can do that is by fearing God. Fearing God. I don't mean being afraid of God. I'm talking about reverence, respecting God. Respecting God. When we respect God, because he is God, he's not a mere man. He's God. He deserves to be respected by us. He's our creator. He's the only true living God. He's loving and kind, and he delights in being that way. We ought to reverence him. He's been good to us. He's been good to you. You ought to fear God. You ought to respect God. And when you do that, you please God. You please God when you respect him. Look at Psalm 147 in verse 11. Psalm 147 verse 11 says, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in them that respect him, in those that hope in his mercy." You see, we please God when we respect God. When people respect you, doesn't that please you? When you respect your mom and your dad, that pleases them. That pleases them. It pleases even other people when you respect them, open doors for them, do good things for them. It pleases them. Well, God said, it pleases me when you show me reverence and respect, and I'll make your life better. In turn, God will make your life better. Another way that we can please God is by being spiritually minded. By being spiritually minded. Keeping God and the things of God and the word of God on your mind pleases God, the one who can make your life better. It pleases him. It makes good sense to please God because he's the one who can make your life better. He's the one that can promote you. Promotion does not come from the north, south, east, or the west, but promotion comes from God. So it makes good sense to please the one who's able to promote you. One of the ways, another way that you can please God is by being spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. Look at Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life, the Zoe kind of life. And peace. Being spiritually minded will cause God to give success, make your life successful, and give you peace of mind and prosperity and a good life. A good life. This is when you're what? Spiritually minded. But the scripture says to be carnally minded, or have your mind in the gutter, having your mind on things that are not of God, it only brings death. But to be spiritually minded, the scripture tells us it brings life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's against God when we have our minds in the gutter, when we have our minds on devilish things. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, being fleshly minded, carnally minded, having our minds in the gutter cannot please God. It won't please God. But being spiritually minded does. Keeping your mind on the word of God, keeping your mind on the things of God, keeping your mind, the old people used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. That's right. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus, good things, pure things, the word of God. Meditate. Joshua said in Joshua 1:8, he says, let not this book of the law depart out of your mouth, but meditate on it therein day and night. Observe to do all that is written therein, and then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Your life, God will cause your life to get better when you stay spiritually minded. Verse 9 of Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. What I want to say, if you want to please God, stay spiritually minded. Romans 8:8 says, so then they that are in the flesh, fleshly minded, cannot please God. Having your mind on the wrong things, sinning, stealing, killing, fornication, adultery, unforgiveness, having your mind on the wrong thing, these sorts of things cannot please God. But when we're spiritually minded, it pleases God. Another way that we can please God is, what's so important about pleasing God? Well, when you please God, he's going to cause your life to be better. He's going to make your life better. Having faith in God pleases God. Fearing God, respecting God, pleases God. Being spiritually minded, it pleases God. Another way that you can please God is by giving to your pastor. That's right, giving to your pastor. We give to everyone else. We give to the dentist. We give to the doctors. Being fed spiritually is most important. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Your pastor, he feeds you spiritually. He feeds you the word of God. He feeds you what's most important. So we ought to give to our pastors. Giving to your pastor pleases God. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Giving to your pastor is another way that you can please God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 through 19 says, now you, this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, he's writing the Philippians. He says, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church gave to me or communicated. It says King James communicated, which means giving. No church gave to me as concerning giving and receiving, but only you. Only the Philippian church was giving to Paul's ministry. That only the Philippian church was supporting his ministry financially. It says in verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. They gave to Paul financially more than once. Not because I desire a gift, Paul says, but I desire fruit that it may abound to your account. Paul says, I desire that you give to me financially so that God will bless you. So that God will give into your account. So that God will cause your life to be better. He'll give to you. Verse 18 says, but I have all and I abound. Paul says, I am full, having received of Aphrodite the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell. It smelled good to God. The Philippian church giving to Paul financially. It smelled good in the nostrils of God. It says, for it was an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. It pleases God when you take care of your man of God. When you give financially to your pastor, it pleases God. It smells good in the nostrils of God. It's well-pleasing, the scripture says, to God. Let me read that again. Verse 18, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18, but I have all and abound, Paul says. I'm full, having received of Aphrodite the things which were sent from you. They had sent money to Paul, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. This is a way to please God, by supporting your pastor financially. Then the scripture after that, Romans 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. It pleases God to the point that you given to your pastor financially, that God said right after that, I shall supply all your need according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus, according to my bank account. And we know God has a big bank account. It pleases God to give to your pastor financially. Another a way we can please God is by paying our tithes and giving offerings. Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 12. We're learning some ways to please God. We want to please God because if we do, God will make our lives better. He said that he'll make even our enemies support us and prosper us. When a man's ways please God, he'll make even his enemies to be friendly to him and prosper him. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. So it's good to please God. That should be our daily goal in life, is to please God. And the result of us pleasing God is that God will make our lives better. Don't you want your life to get better? Another way that we can please God is by paying our tithes and giving offerings. Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 12. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And God says, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. You see, when you don't pay, tithes is 10 cents off for every dollar. If God increased you with a dollar, then he expects for you to pay 10 cents off of that dollar. That's tithes. And offerings is everything after that. Tithes is 10 cents, paying God 10 cents off for every dollar that he increased you with. Say that you go to work and your boss pays you a dollar. Then God expects for you to pay 10 cents out of that dollar to him. And he expects for you to give offerings. That's anything that you pay, that you give after you paid your tithe. When you don't pay your tithe, he says, you're cursed. You're cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Then he goes on to say, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. The storehouse is where you're getting fed, that there may be meat in mine house. And he says, prove me, test me, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you shall not have room enough to receive it. You see, it pleases God when we pay our tithes and we give offerings. It pleases him to the point that he will open up the windows in heaven and pour you out a blessing, so much you won't have room enough to receive it. So there's windows in heaven that blessings come out of. Or there's windows in heaven that could be closed over your head because you're robbing God. You're not paying your tithes and you're not giving offerings. That closes, God closes the windows of blessings over your head. And you won't receive from God. But if you pay your tithes and offerings, it pleases God. It pleases him so much that he opens up windows in heaven and pours you out blessings. And then it says over in verse 11 that he'll even rebuke the devil for your sake so that the devil can't destroy your fruit, destroy your things. And then in verse 12, he said all nations will call you blessed because they'll see that God is blessing you and doing good to you and making your life better. This happens when you please God by paying your tithes and giving offerings. Doing the will of God is another way that we can please God. Do the will of God, not your will, but do what God wants you to do. When you do what God wants you to do in life, when you serve God the way he wants you to serve him in life, that will please him. That will please him. And we want to please God. He will make our lives better when we please him. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21.
Amen.
Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, He make you perfect in every good work. Why does he make us perfect? To do his will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. See, it's well-pleasing when we allow God to work in us so that we can do his will. It's well-pleasing in the sight, in his sight, through Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. It pleases God when we do his will. And that's what God wanted me to talk to everyone about tonight, ways to please God. Why should we want to please God? Because when we please God, he'll make our lives better. Having faith in God pleases God. Fearing God, respecting God pleases God. Being spiritually minded pleases God. Giving to your pastor pleases God. Paying your tithes and giving offerings pleases God. Doing the will of God, it pleases God. Amen.
Amen. Well, tonight, I just say hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. To God be the glory. And the advice has been given is good advice. I know because I've experienced it. The more you can, the more God will. And I say to you tonight, God bless you. I'm waiting on the next one. I'm going to go ahead and play some music until the next person come along. But on such a time, may God bless you and may he keep you.